Keep young and beautiful. It's your duty to be beautiful. Keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved.
It all started innocently enough, if you can call driving in the bus lane at breakneck speed innocent. But frankly, if I didn't catch the dry cleaners before it closed to fish out my only black blouse that still fits without squashing my boobs unattractively, well, I'd just have to stay in. Since going out was now out of the question, theatre tickets or no. However, the blouse excuse might present as a touch tame when proffered to a husband who hardly notices what I'm wearing from one day to the next. But then Phil rather irritatingly doesn't share my own belief system about a woman's exploding body, mine, and the very imminent threat of a partially, but probably totally, since it's me, annihilating hormonal revolution about to engulf me. The blood tests were negative, he will keep reminding me, clinging irrationally to some spurious notion that a negative blood test is in some way relevant here. Well, if he wants closure on the subject, I certainly don't. And now this. I was just checking my mirror to make sure I hadn't been spotted by a nasty little traffic cop disguised as a tree, waiting to jump out and entrap me, when I saw it. A hair. An unmistakably long and shiny hair had sprouted, as if from nowhere, out of my chin. It was glinting back at me in the sunlight. In fact, the more I looked at it, the more it seemed to smile back at me, happy in its work of wreaking havoc and shock to my already unstable life. Emergency services, I think.
Crompton Solicitors and Associates, how can I help?
Philip Crompton, please.
And which department is Mr. Crompton?
Mr. Crompton's.
And which department is that?
The one that isn't the Associates Department.
Hello, Phil Crompton.
Phil, I've got a hair.
Where?
Where do you think?
I don't know. I'm in a meeting.
Where?
Here, with Brian. We might be going into partnership any minute now.
No, the hair. Where do you think it is?
I wouldn't want to speculate at this stage. Did I say I was in a meeting? I've got those figures for you right here, Brian.
Chin, Phil. Hair has just arrived on chin.
Are you sure?
It's waving at me now as I speak.
Why not check it against Lara's collection?
Why should I ring Lara?
Because she won't be in a meeting and better placed, perhaps, to consider likely solutions to the current item.
God, even you can't say the word.
I'm in a meeting.
And why would Lara know, of all people?
Well, she's always, you know, hair sanding or whatever it is people do with them. So, if I could leave that South American possibility with you?
What? The thought that you've noticed that your son's Brazilian girlfriend sands her hairs?
The thought of approaching another expert in the field at this early stage.
A successfully hair-sanded and younger expert in the field.
I'll pick up some evening primrose on my way home since you've patently run out. And some gin for me. Bri, yep, let's take a shimmy at those figures, shall we? I think you'll like them.
What are you and Brian looking at figures for, Phil? Dirty beast! You're supposed to be in a meeting! Hello, officer! I was just noticing this hair on my chin. Look, do you want to have a feel? That's why I had to pull over. No, wait! No, please let me show you. Don't go, don't be frightened. It's only the one hair. I'll provide a sample if you want to stay. That was the only reason I stopped. I wasn't loitering. Well, I decided to contact Lara, re-chin prob, more out of an irritated curiosity about Phil's suggestion than because I wanted to. Why had Phil taken the time to notice Lara's personal choice in hairwear? Could it be that he too was having some kind of middle-age overload, where the new and the dangerous is catching his eye? Or was it just that he couldn't help but notice Lara's style, because she was round our house all the time flaunting it? And let's be fair, Lara's a nice girl. Well, she certainly has something. Not hair, obviously. But a quick bonding session just to check wouldn't hurt, I felt.
Ow! And how long have you been a qualified beautician, did you say? 10 days now, including my induction process, which took up the first week. Is that wax hot enough for you?
Oh, any hotter and I'll be a light. Excuse me, can I just check something? Laura?
Yes?
Are you being waxed as well? Are you just sitting there having a laugh at my expense?
I'm being waxed, Helen. That's why we came here.
Why aren't you screaming as well, then?
Your pain threshold must be unusually low.
Only when I'm being tortured seems to play up. Look, is this Brazilian bush look absolutely necessary? I mean, I was more concerned about the chin area as a starting point.
Ellen, if you want to be groomed, you have to go from bottom to top.
I just don't think I have your commitment.
We like the bottom to be free in Brazil.
Well, mine doesn't want to get out quite as much as yours does. It's more on my chin.
Do you want me to zap it? It is a big one, isn't it?
And did you do the zapping course?
My friend did. She showed me.
Tell you what, Lara. Are you done in there? Let's have a coffee and think about it.
Coffee's got caffeine in, Helen.
A tea, then. A fennel and nettle tea. Without the tea bag.
Lara's one of these younger, quite strict sort of women with huge confidence and a pair of quite celebratory sort of breasts, which she tends to wear on her sleeve in a metaphorical sense. She says life is for living, which she saves for doing mostly in our house, which is nice for Phil.
So, how are things with you and George?
Oh, they're fine. He's very mature for his age, isn't he?
Well, he's always been a loner, if that's what you mean, in terms of avoiding all contact with his mother, that is.
No, I meant he's very physically mature for an 18-year-old. In fact, I was thinking of taking him to Brazil next week for a Sharmic festival.
Ah, how wonderful, just to up and go. What is Sharmic? No, don't tell me. I'll only get jealous. Phil wouldn't do it anyway. He thinks yoga's a form of lap dancing as it is.
What?
What about George's job in the record shop?
Well, they don't mind. He's only filling in, isn't he, before university?
Let's hope so. I need him to be brilliant academically, to make up for me.
I'm sure you've something to contribute, Helen, even if you are 40++, depressed and mildly puffed up.
Thanks. It's these hormones.
Which ones?
The ones that have gone missing. I keep regretting what I haven't done in life.
What haven't you done?
Gone to Brazil for a Sharmic What's-It session, flown a plane, lost 5 stone, all the little things, you know.
Well, you've got Phil. He's nice, Helen. And George, and there's me now, isn't there?
Oh, thank you. I do feel better. In fact, I think I'll just pull the chin hair out with tweezers, if I may, Lara, and hang the consequences. I know it might come back to revisit, but perhaps I could make friends with it. Confront the enemy within my chin, sort of thing.
No. I have another suggestion. Collagen is very good for people with very thin lips like you. It might distract from the hair and could fill in the crow's feet as well. Or maybe have a transplant taken from the excess flesh from your thigh, if you can afford it. The money, I mean, not the flesh. You've got loads to work with there, I notice. So you're lucky, really. Or you can take the fat meat from under your arm and you take it at the side.
I'd like to like Lara's direct honesty and unusual candour, but actually, I don't. The only thing it does is tap in nicely with my current self-destructive streak, which is growing by the minute. Trouble is, she's very convincing. I couldn't take my eyes off her lips, because I have to say they were very full. I wonder if she's borrowed from any other part of her anatomy to plump them up, robbing Peter to pay Paul. Or perhaps she's robbed George to... No, he wouldn't let her. But I might just mention it.
Oh, all going well with Lara then, love.
Why shouldn't it be?
Everything intact then?
Eh? Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm just saying yeah because it's easier than saying what on earth are you on about, because I don't want to encourage this particular line of parental madness, OK?
No, what I mean is, but you're only young and she's 25. On the other hand, it must be nice to be going out with someone older who hasn't got any superfluous hair whatsoever.
How do you know that?
Your dad alerted me.
How does he know?
I might as well tell you, George.
Tell me what?
You're bound to find out.
Not Dad and Lara?
No.
You and Lara?
No.
I can relax then.
I don't think you will when you find out.
Find out what?
That I found a hair today on my chin.
A hair?
Yes. Oh. And I asked Lara to act as my beauty expert in the field, although I have to say it was more a hedgerow than a field. So we spent the afternoon in Maybelline's beauty box in the high street, dreaming about bigger lips.
Oh, Dad can't help having a small mouth, Mum. Why don't you make him grow a moustache if it bothers you?
Well, that's one thing I won't be doing ever again now.
I can't believe you spent the day together. Why didn't you ask me?
Oh, you'd have stood out. It was all very soft and pink.
You really worry me, Mum. Are you sure you and Lara aren't... I mean, what were you doing there then?
Well, zapping. But she's at. I caved in and got her permission to tweak in the end.
I'm glad you had fun with my girlfriend, Mum. That's so gross, it's almost pervy. Did you talk to her about me?
Oh, we passed the time. In between the torture sessions.
Did you tell you we were going to Brazil?
Yes.
Do you want to come?
Pardon?
Do you want to come to Brazil with us?
For a dodgy Charmic weekend?
For a mother and son away break.
When?
Day after tomorrow.
Oh, I've booked that collagen appointment now. Damn.
Just thought you'd like to be asked.
Thank you.
I wouldn't have asked if I'd thought you'd accept. That's very different.
Oh.
Oh, did you want that chicken in the fridge?
Why?
Because I've eaten it.
Oh.
Oh, and what else was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Did you want the beer?
Yes. Actually, I think Brazil could be a good idea on balance.
You coming?
No, you going.
Actually, I have to say my collagen experience turned out to be somewhat alarming. And it wasn't just because the women in the waiting room were either frighteningly very old or scarily very young, with headscarves and sunglasses on. It was the fact that they were all sitting very solemnly, staring into space, apparently normal, except for a neat daub of white cream smeared over their upper lips, with no obvious embarrassment whatsoever. In the end, I decided it prudent to do the same, given my pain threshold abnormality, and smothered my chops liberally with the anaesthetic cream provided. And I too sat very still in the same way, so as not to draw attention to myself. Anyway, when it was my turn to be led in, I bumped into a man in a white overall, and I said to him chattily, "Will it hurt?" to break the ice more than anything else, to which the man replied, "Like hell, probably." And it was that which ultimately swayed my final decision, to run rather swiftly out of there. Even if he was only fixing the pipes, like the doctor explained on the phone later, he'd still have heard the women's screams, wouldn't he? So, a narrow escape, really, and less terminally altering than turning up to the local Colour Me Lovely open evening, which admittedly seemed a poor relation to further self-mutilation, but at least I'd end up knowing what colour was the real me, which is important in modern-day living with all its stresses and strains, because that's what it said on the flyer.
Now, I normally ask my ladies to use these wet wipes here for a good scrub-up, so if you could just buff up for me now...
Oh.
That's lovely.
Ah, can I leave my base on, do you think? I'm a bit pancake-dependent, especially in front of an open window. With an audience.
Oh, that's just the neighbour's dear. They don't get abusive, unless we do the full body. And we need strong daylight for my swatches to work.
How many watches do you need at once, then?
The Colour Me Lovely fabrics, dear. Here, let me drape you.
Oh, scratchy.
Oh, yes, will you look... Oh. Ooh.
So at least we can eradicate the orange then, would you say? Juxtaposed with my newly revealed natural mottled and red-veined canvas.
My swatches never lie. In fact, I've been known to take them to bed with me when I have flu and such.
Ooh, how very pleasant.
Yes, I used these particular ones on Posh and Bex, his cousins, and they were very pleased with the results.
Which was?
Well, one was on the cusp of Winter Queen, but once we tried the Jeune Violet range, we knew she was a grade A or to mist, and he was grey.
I returned home with the threat of a lecture next week called Belts, Do We Need Them? Actually, I think I know the answer to that one. Not unless you've got a waist to wrap them round. I'm off to the gym. I'll be younger when I come back, I expect.
If you're wise, exercise all the fat off. Take it off, over here, over there.
Over
when you're seen anywhere with your hat on, wear a Marcel wave in your hair. Young and beautiful. It's your duty to be beautiful. That's right, girls. Keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved.